The Bay Area is famous for its food, from the sourdough bread to the gourmet food trucks and the Mission's Super Burrito. There's a story behind how these delectables got to be the way they are, and you can find many of them in author Erica J. Peters' new book. It's called San Francisco, A Food Biography. She and KALW's Stephen Short recently got together to chat about some of the better-known items. Let's listen in.
Omnivore Books in San Francisco's Noe Valley neighborhood has just officially closed for the day, yet now the space is filling with people.
I bought a book from the city here last Saturday.
A lot of them have brought things. I see some fortune cookies, and there's some digger bread from the hippie era. There's a man shaking pisco punches, a very traditional San Francisco drink. And there's olive bread, olives from California.
It's all San Francisco related.
It's all San Francisco related. And
if you're trapped in the corner, I'm happy to deliver it.
These 40 or so people and their snacks have come to hear author Erica J. Peters talk about understanding San Francisco through its food.
I'm going to start with Hangtown Fried. Mary Margaret is right there, provided for us.
They're fabulous.
Mary Margaret is a food writer and private chef in San Francisco who goes by the name M.M. Pack. Hangtown Fry is an egg-based dish that looks something like a scramble. And judging from people's responses, it's delicious.
I use Tadich Grill's recipe.
That's a local restaurant that's been serving Hangtown Fry since it opened back in 1849.
I think the original recipe was a little simpler, but it's still an incredibly simple recipe. You have some oysters, you have some bacon, you have some eggs, you can have Hangtown Fry.
Hangtown, that's still the nickname of Placerville, California, seat of El Dorado County on Highway 50 in the Sierra foothills. This is where official and unofficial justice was dispensed. And that's how it got that nickname, Hangtown. I asked Peters about the significance of Hangtown Fry when we met in North Beach for cappuccino a few days after her talk.
Why was this considered so special, and why was it so expensive? It's just a fresh oyster omelet.
Because over there at the mines, you couldn't get fresh eggs, or if you could, it was $2 an egg, $3 an egg.
You might find a gold nugget as big as a hen's egg, but you wouldn't find a hen's egg.
Exactly, exactly.
Hangtown was the first place where newly rich miners could really spend their gold, and chicken eggs and fresh oysters were some of the hardest things to find. Back then, $1 had the buying power of more than $25 today, meaning a good Hangtown Fry could set you back $75 or more in today's money.
The high cost of living in the Bay Area becomes easier to bear when considering miners paying out their hard-won gold for an overpriced oyster omelet.
That certainly puts today's $8 a dozen organic eggs into perspective. Another basic food that traces its origins to the miners is the famous San Francisco sourdough bread. As Sunset Magazine said last year, it's everywhere, this bread, as much a Golden Gate fixture as Coit Tower or the cable cars. And it was the city's staple bread during the gold rush.
So the story everyone knows about sourdough in San Francisco, and the connection is that the miners were off there in the mines, and this was their method of making bread for themselves because they were so far away from civilization. And then they would come back to San Francisco, and people in San Francisco loved the taste of that sour bread that the miners were making, and so then San Franciscans adopted the bread from the miners.
An advisory now to anyone who has ever purchased a loaf of authentic San Francisco sourdough bread. You may want to sit down during the next part of this report.
There is nothing accurate about that story. That just blows my mind, that we have a whole story that we all tell each other and there is no part of it that is true.
What is the truth?
The truth is that the miners who are called sourdoughs are not our miners at all. They're the Klondike miners up in Alaska in the end of the 19th century, the 1890s. Those miners are very far from civilization. No one is bringing them supplies.
North to Alaska, go north for us.
And they do have to carry pots of sourdough starter on their bodies to keep it warm for months until the supply ships come back. And they are called sourdoughs. Jack London writes about them, the famous sourdoughs. But it's not our miners.
river and found the bonanza gold.
Peters is careful to note that the ovens of San Francisco's Boudin Bakery have been producing French bread since the Gold Rush era. But as far as anyone can tell, the tangy sour taste didn't really catch on until the early 1900s, at a time when civic boosters were trying to latch on to foods that they could tie directly to the city by the bay.
They were trying to bring tourism back to the city, especially after the earthquake, and trying to promote San Francisco and find iconic foods that San Francisco could become famous for. San Francisco latched on to the sourdough taste as a way to promote itself.
Not all the entries in San Francisco, a food biography, are as shocking as that one, but some come close, such as the description of this prized dish from the mid-1800s. The finest thing that mortal ever put between his teeth is a cow's head baked with the hair on. Its sweetness can only be dimly guessed at by people who have never eaten it. If you think that sounds revolting today, imagine what those miners would say if you tried to serve them curdled soybeans, better known as tofu. Ready for a snack? I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.